In the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, a new campaign ad features incumbent U.S. Senator Bob Casey attacking his opponent, Republican Congressman Lou Barletta, for his vote 7 years ago to restructure Medicare. Opponents of the bill claimed it would open the door to privatizing health care for seniors. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that Barletta's campaign says the ad is repeating a proven lie.
Senior citizens have the highest turnout rate of any voter age group, and Casey's ad goes after Barletta for a vote in 2011.
In Congress, Lou Barletta supported a plan that would have ended Medicare as we know it, turning it into a voucher system run by private insurance companies.
It's true the plan by then-House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan would have given future retirees government allotments to buy private insurance. The on-screen text of the ad says Barletta voted to end Medicare. Barletta spokesman Matt Bynum says the Truth Squad PolitiFact found that was a whopper.
PolitiFact, I mean, independent fact-checkers called this the lie of the year of 2011.
He's right. PolitiFact found the Ryan plan would maintain some government support for senior health care, so saying it would end Medicare goes too far. But while the on-screen text in the Casey ad is problematic, the voiceover qualifies the attack, saying the plan would end Medicare as we know it. PolitiFact editor Angie Holand says the group did not call that claim a lie.
PolitiFact actually decided not to rate the claim that the Ryan plan ends Medicare as we know it because we thought saying it ends Medicare as we know it was ultimately a subjective opinion.
So the voiceover of the Casey ad passes muster with PolitiFact. The on-screen text doesn't. Underlying the scrap is a genuine policy difference. Barletta's more inclined to trust competition among private providers to lower costs and serve seniors. Casey likes the direct single-payer structure of the current Medicare system. The Ryan plan never made it through Congress. Dave Davies, WHYY News.